Sir, the terrorists have taken the east stairwell.
We're still 5 minutes out.
Shit! Hey, you security, come here. We need all the firepower we can get.
Oh, I'm not security. I'm just a receptionist with a gun.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ah, don't worry about it. Happens all the time.
Welcome to Sketching Out.
Oh, no, I'm at the wrong podcast. Sorry, I thought it was a Wednesday.
No, Tuesday. Sketching Out there.
I'll just do Sketching Out now, but then I'll do Barks Bangers.
Sorry?
Barks Bangers. It's the other podcast I do about Bach.
Ah. Yeah. Which of his bangers were you going to do this week?
All of them.
All the bangers in one episode?
All the bangers
in
one episode.
How do you get a series out of that?
And also we have our favourite types of barks from dogs.
Tree bark ever?
I don't know if that would work, mate.
I guess that's why I'm in the Sketching Out podcast and not in
We'd love to have you
bangers.
On Barks Bangers at some point.
Mm.
Also, we talk about his favourite types of sausages. You'd be surprised. Yeah, listening to episode 4 of Barks Bangers to find out.
I'll tune in.
It is not pork and apple. Anyway, this sketch that we just played.
Yeah. Did you have guns growing up? You grew up on a farm.
We did not have guns. The farmer next door had a gun.
Really?
Yep.
What kind of gun? What was it for?
Not a real gun. Not like an AK-47 or a minigun. He had just like a air rifle or something.
Right.
I don't know. Is that a gun? Does that count?
Yeah.
We'd all laugh at him.
Call that a gun.
Yeah. You grew up in London, so you must have had a gun. What type of gun did you have?
Everyone has guns in London.
What type of gun is your favourite gun?
Especially the part of London I was from. What's my favourite type of gun?
But if you did the BuzzFeed quiz, what gun are you? What do you think you'd get? Which Disney princess with a gun are you?
I'm probably Pocahontas with an Akimbo RCP-90s.
What's that?
That's like when you got two little submachine guns in each hand.
Like Uzis?
Yeah, or Uzis.
So I could see Pocahontas with two guns.
Yeah.
That would be a good sequel or spin-off TV series.
Yes, well, whichever
Disney
makes
plus
more money.
Listen in. We've already written
We've got a lot
episodes.
Of good ideas.
We've got Pocahontas with
two guns. Pocahontas with one gun.
Ariel in The Little Mermaid inside a big tank.
But it's an amphibious tank.
It's an amphibious tank. Like for the bits where she's underwater and the bits where she's overwater. Frozen with flamethrowers.
Wow.
Do you think you'd make a good receptionist?
No.
Do you think you would make a good receptionist at a gym?
Here
to join the gym, you'd say.
Here to join the gym?
Yes.
You've come to the right place.
One gym, please.
One gym? Okay. That's going to cost you $24.99 a month.
I have an NHS discount.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. And thank you so much for all the things that you've been doing. Won't go into them now, but really appreciate it. The podcast. I love all of it. Okay, so it's $23.99.
$23.99 with the NHS discount.
Yeah, you save
a
whole
pound. How much was it
without?
It was a pound, okay.
But if you pay that pound, you get an extra class every 6 months that you can come to for free. Just $24.99.
I actually only want to use one machine. Could I get money off?
Absolutely.
I'm here to...
The one machine membership. The one machine membership...
I just want to do calf raises.
...is just $10.99 a month.
For calf raises?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I see the calf raise machine?
Well, I shouldn't really let you in without membership, but as a prospective member, and just want to say again, thank you so much for all the work you've done over the pandemic, the podcast, everything. I love it all. You can come, we'll sneak you in. Come with me. So here's the calf press machine.
This is your calf press machine?
Well, it's a calf press machine.
I don't understand.
Yeah, look.
There's
look.
A small cow
Here's
in here.
Here's the clamp. Here are the calves. You stick them in the clamp, squish them, and the meat comes out the bottom.
No. You completely misunderstood me.
Oh.
I was looking
for
something more...
The veal press.
No, not the veal press.
The chicken pull down. The lamb slaughterhouse.
No, I wasn't looking for the lamb slaughterhouse. I went there before I came here. These are calves, technically.
Right.
I was looking for something a bit younger.
Younger?
I'm not very strong. I do not think I'll be able to press these calves with my calves.
I see. Well, I'm afraid that...
Is this the smallest cow you have?
These are the smallest cows that they go down to in this gym.
Is there anywhere else you could recommend? Do any of the other branches have...
Well, between you and me...
Yes.
I quite like the G7 Penguin Slaughterhouse. That's my favourite gym abattoir. But don't tell the staff that I said that. I could lose my job.
It's quite,
and my car.
Quite expensive, the G7 penguin slaughterhouses.
It is expensive, but you pay for quality. Thing is, pay peanuts, you get monkeys, like those monkeys over there. You can pay at a later date.
Okay, that's great.
I just need your bank details.
Arnold.
Oh, not now. I don't have pen and paper. Let's go back to the desk.
Okay.
What is it again?
Here's Arnold. My pen and paper.
Arnold.
Swanemhager.
Swanemhager.
Swanemhager. It's as it sounds. It's Swanem.
Yeah.
And then Hager.
Swanemhager.
With an F.
Yeah, I got that.
My sort code is 011110.
Oh, it's a palindrome.
It's a palindrome, yes. And palindrome is actually the password. Oh, shit. To my heart. And so you've got all my details. Do you need a photo?
No. I'll remember you.
Do you want to at least take a sketching?
Yes, actually.
Sketching?
Let me just get Tim in here. Tim! He'll do a really accurate rendering of you. Excellent. He's very talented. He went to the Ruskin School of Fine Art.
He's covered in lamb blood.
Oh, yeah. Well, he does more than one job here. So he's running back and forth. Right. Don't mind him.
He doesn't paint me in the lamb blood, does he?
Well, I mean, as in there will, obviously, because he's painting and there's lamb blood from his face and stuff dripping onto the thing. So there will be a bit of, as in some of the paint will be lamb blood, but he won't get any lamb blood on you, except in the painting. You'll be covered in lamb blood in the painting.
You've won me over. I'd like to join the gym.
All right. Just be aware that we're no longer offering NHS discounts after this month. So it will only be for a month that you get the benefits.
But I can always leave after the first month.
You can definitely leave after the first month, and it's so easy to do it.
All right, moving on to the next sketch, which is called Checkup.
Well, look, the blood results are back, and they're fine. Well, no, not fine, but okay. They're okay. But are they? Yes. Look, apart from the liver, everything seems fine, so don't worry. I wouldn't worry if I were you. Are you worried?
Well, I am a bit. What's wrong with my liver?
Oh, boy. What's right with it? Mess. Absolute mess. I mean, it's basically just taking up room now. Lodging. Not doing anything. Not paying rent. Ugh. I'm sorry. I can't look at these scans anymore. I just ate, and your insides are super gross. But yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. You're free to go.
Is it cancer or...
Oh, boy. You wish. With cancer, we can at least try.
Hepatitis?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Hepatitis, the famously treatable disease.
Well, then what? I mean,
I told you not to worry. It'll be fine. Look, the other one will have to do most of the work now.
The other what?
Liver. The other liver. But just be sure to keep that one healthy. Whatever you did to the first one, you absolute animal, do not do it again.
But we only have one liver, don't we?
Oh, I'm sorry. Where did you go to medical school? Look, the rhyme goes, my cat from Sydney has one kidney, he swims in rivers with two livers. Medicine is mostly cat-based rhymes anyway.
But do cats even have the same number of organs as humans? I mean,
how the hell would I know? I'm a human doctor, sir.
Well, listen, I'm pretty sure...
Yes, you're quite right, you should be going. Goodbye, lovely to see you. Look after liver number two, you animal. Bye, 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 bye.
No, come on,
bye.
But...
Well, goodbye. Wait a second. My cat's from Los Angeles. So he does have two kidneys. Ah, good. My cat from Los Angeles has two kidneys. He swims in the river with one. Fuck!
There was a line from this sketch about the liver not paying rent.
Yes.
Now, I feel we would be amiss if we didn't talk about the organ that does not pay rent.
Yeah. The appendix.
If the appendix was to be shown the door... by the other organs.
Mm.
Which organ do you think would be the instigator?
That's a good question. So I kind of imagine
they'd
that,
all
like,
get together at they'd all get the Council of Organs.
At the Council of Organs. And obviously the first person to raise their hand and complain is the kidneys. The kidneys
both
are just
them.
Like, we are sick to death of
aren't
this
we? Aren't
appendix.
We sick to death?
We are. We always talk about it. We're out here busting our chops and the appendix is just sitting there eating grapes. Metaphorically, I mean.
We are sick of it. Listen, aren't we right?
Yes, that's right, left. Sick of it.
Wait, am I left or...
Well, it depends which way you're facing.
Oh, that's true. Okay, well, that's
I'll be right today.
I'm sick of shouting across the body to you. It's finally nice to come to a council where we can be next to each other.
We don't have these council meetings often enough.
No, we don't see each other enough. We have so much in common.
I know. It's just that, well... Will you two shut up? That was the,
large intestine.
Will you two shut up? I eat shit for breakfast. I wish you two would just get out of my...
What do you gotta do to suck water out of feces here?
So that's the large intestine. The liver, meanwhile, is sitting there just very chill.
But a bit very busy.
Doing so many things that nobody realizes it's doing.
That's true. But they wouldn't be there if the heart hadn't supplied snacks.
That's true. So I guess the heart would be the next one to chime in.
Just would everyone you guys, like just the please stop hummus that I've made from scratch.
We love the hummus. That's the lungs. We love the hummus. Thank you.
And then obviously narrating the whole event at the head of the table, but no one can understand what he's saying, is Brian Brain.
Brian Brain, which is what we called the bladder.
Yes.
And he's just sitting there. Bloop, 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 bloop,
bloop, bloop, bloop, bloop, bloop. And then surrounding all of them in a house, obviously, is the skin.
The skin. Famously. Like,
I'm so dry.
Itchy.
I'm so dry.
I wish I was moist like you guys. God. I wish I was on the inside. I always feel like I'm on the outside looking in.
What are you guys talking about? Like, nothing skin. Then, of course, you've got the...
Thyroid. The thyroid. The thyroid is the one that finally sits down and goes and talks to the appendix.
I think it might be the tonsils. I think the tonsils would stand up and say, look... I know that I'm also expendable.
I was going to say, it's a bit pot kettle, isn't it?
Who is going to understand the appendix's potential plight more than the next in line to be removed?
So you think? Do you think the tonsils are trying to just like shift the attention onto the appendix so that they don't
definitely
get got? Hello. Entrez-vous.
Hey, it's the tonsils.
Tonsils.
Yeah.
Lovely to meet you.
Can I come in?
Entrez-vous.
Nice place you got here.
Yes, it's hey, all right.
You seem to... Do you just keep all this crap in here? I mean, that's probably not good for us all as a whole, right?
Well, there's plenty of space.
You seem to be hoarding quite a lot of various bacteria that... Anyway, that's not why I'm here. Listen, me and the other guys...
Grapes?
And,
would you like some grapes for your tonsils?
I'm pretty swollen right now. I don't think I could fit it down. But sure. I could take a grape. I could take a grape. Let's go.
Help. You fool.
Help.
You think I don't know why you really hit you, piece of shit?
Thank God I brought my EpiPen.
Ah.
You tried to kill me, you son of a bitch.
No, no. That was just the... Spiky
Listen,
grapes.
I was going to be nice about this. But me and the guys and the girls, we want you out of here. You're gone. You're taking up space. One small incision.
You think you can live without an appendix?
Yeah.
I'd like to see you try.
We can. All right, okay.
Can you?
Yeah, the guy whose body that we power, his friend Jimmy, got his appendix out last week. And,
he must be very sick.
No, he's fine. He's
really?
He's,
are you
he's,
sure?
He's playing Pokemon with them still now. So if you could just... We don't want to have
to... I guess what I'm just wondering is what if we're wrong? I mean, it looks like to you guys I'm not doing very much. I understand that. Artists are always misunderstood. But as you can see, I have curated... various bacteria in this sector. And none of this happens by accident. I work very hard and I don't get a lot of appreciation much of the time. But you know what? It's a thankless task and that's okay.
You gotta earn your right to stay here. You gotta show the others that you've got something to offer. Because right now, all I see is a fat, bloated, hoarding piece of shit. And when I say that, I don't mean that you're a figurative piece of shit. I mean that it would be for the best if you were to just expel yourself into the large intestine so that you could become basically another piece of shit that he could then expel from the rectum. And then we could all move on with our lives. That's right.
I didn't know you felt that way.
We all feel that way.
Even the kidneys?
Especially the kidneys. Left and right.
Which one's the left?
Yeah, it depends which way you look at it, but...
Well, what does the liver say?
The liver
was... Liver's always had nice things to say about me.
Liver,
right?
I know you, right? You and the liver are very close. I know that, but I have to tell you that even your most trusted ally, the large intestine, He wants you gone. He's the one who's suffering the worst. He's the first that might fall if you, start to...
I'm just feeling a little swollen right now.
Oh, my God.
Let me out. Open the valve.
Open the valve. Open the valve.
I'm taking you with me. Open your fucking tonsils. You think you can fuck with your teeth? I'm going down. You're going down.
Let's move on to our final sketch, Summer.
This summer, in a recording studio described by critics as locked, one voiceover actor must cry for help through his voiceovers. Working for a company that forgot he was in the room, one clammy voiceover artist is about to find out that the air conditioner is turned off over the weekend. Praised by the New York Times as dripping, he's about to find out that drinking his own urine isn't as delicious as eating his own arm. With the prospect of becoming a vegetarian thrown to the wind, a meat-hungry voiceover artist can't stop eating his own arm until he finishes the arm. Feeling lightheaded in a way that critics describe as dizzying, a voiceover artist will stumble through the studio door that he now realizes was opened the entire time. Rated U.
So, he's been there over the weekend.
Yeah. Well, we don't know how long he's been in there for. He could have been in there for 12 hours.
12 hours. Is his hunger related to him eating his own arm? Or yeah. does he want to eat it for other reasons? Because I feel like he goes for auto cannibalism pretty quickly.
Maybe he hadn't eaten before his last shift.
Okay, so 24 hours. Even so, I feel like after 24 hours, I mean,
he just turned vegetarian before his last shift, and he was hungry because he was a big meat eater before. On his last shift, it was his first day of being a vegetarian.
Yeah,
and he was hungry. He was looking forward to getting home so that he could break. He realized being a vegetarian wasn't for him.
Right.
And he wanted to rip the Band-Aid off as quickly as possible.
So there were other pressures and reasons as to why he went for his arm other than his own hunger.
Well, but what else would he have eaten?
Well, nothing. I feel like, as in, if I was in there for 24 hours, if I had done the full circle, will I be a vegetarian? No, I won't. I think still after 24 hours, I'd try and resist. I mean, James Franco resisted cutting his arm off for 127 hours, famously. And I don't claim to be James Franco.
Big of you to say.
But I reckon I could do...
What did James Franco eat?
He drank his own wee.
Did he eat anything? He didn't eat his own arm.
No, he didn't eat it. Which, I mean, is another thing. It's just like, as in, he's cut it off.
Yeah.
So the remaining bit of arm is useless. But he was free. Still, he doesn't eat it.
But he was free. But this guy doesn't know how long he's going to be in there for. It's always very multifactorial when people eat their own arms. It's usually, there's usually three prongs. He was hungry.
Yeah. That's
he wanted one. To break his vegetarianism.
Two.
And he was trapped in a room. Those are the three ingredients that will always lead to someone eventually, given enough time, gorging on their own arm. Give it 12 hours or 13 hours. It's
going to happen. It varies. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that answers my question.
Though. Okay. James Franco.
Yes.
James Franco in 127 hours.
Mm.
Talk me through what he does. So did he have water in his backpack at the start?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, first of all, he met some people and went swimming with them.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then was he going down into a valley?
Yeah.
And then the rock fell on him.
Then the rock falls.
Which arm? Was it the right arm or the left arm?
Was his right?
I think it was his right arm too.
Yes!
Which he would have had to check multiple times before he cut off an arm.
What do you mean? Check what?
That he got the right one. I'll go for a nap, and when I wake up, I'll do the right arm, okay? How will I remember? I need a kind of mnemonic device. Right, remove, left, leave. Okay.
Nice.
Okay, and then goes to sleep, wakes up 4 hours later, and he's like, what was it again?
Left, leave, as in leave behind. Right, let's get started.
So you know how in Castaway?
Yes.
Tom Hanks develops the relationship with Wilson, the ball.
Yes.
Do you think James Franco also became mad with loneliness in the valley and began to personify the boulder?
And you could personify the boulder, right? Because it represents everything that's gone wrong with the day. I was having a wonderful day, Baldy. And
how do you think I feel?
I'm never going to get this day back. I've got to go to work on Monday.
At least when you could cut your arm off, you get to get out of here. I'm trapped in this thing for hundreds of thousands of years.
You belong here. You belong here. 100,000 years is nothing.
You don't think I like to see...
from the perspective of a rock.
You don't think I like to see the sunlight from time to time.
Oh, Jesus. Look, we're in a valley. You get the midday sun. What's better than the midday sun in the desert?
Excuse me. Are you planning on taking that arm with you once you've cut it off? Because...
that's none of your business.
People often think that massive boulders don't have a sense of smell. But that's going to stink out this whole valley, and you're not the one that has to stay here. I take it with you, please.
You want me to take
Could
the
you
arm
get
with
off me,
me
please?
Oh, no, I'm not taking it with me.
Would you get... as far as I'm concerned, you're the one trapping me here.
You've crushed and clung onto this arm.
I could let go if I wanted to.
You've done everything you could to grab onto this arm.
You disturbed me. I was in a night. I'd been brought by a glacier from thousands of years ago. I was chilling at the top of this valley for a long time.
Change happens. Okay? I'm about to lose my arm.
I just don't think I like change, to be honest with you. And who am I going to talk to about this now that I'm down here? I had lots of friends up top. Are you at least going to tell them where I've gone?
Yeah, I can tell them where you've gone. What are their names?
There's Roxville.
Yeah.
And
Roxville.
Hails from Rocktown.
What does he look like?
He is a unusually spherical boulder.
Uh-huh. Color?
He is a dusty red.
Okay.
And he's got a birthmark, so don't look directly at that.
He's self-conscious, is he?
He's a bit self-conscious. He was actually threatening to jump down here if any of us looked at his birthmark again. You know, and I was the one who persuaded him not to, and this is the thanks I get from the universe. You could have green-screened all of this.
You don't know anything about creative, okay? I don't tell you how to do your job, don't tell me how to do mine, all right?
I think I'm doing my job perfectly well, actually, right now. I'm a large boulder, and as far as humans are concerned, I'm a threat. That's all I've ever been to you guys.
Well, you have threatened my life.
This won't... I'm aware that this probably won't help my cause for boulder rights. But, God darn it, you created the monster that you see today.
I didn't create this boulder.
I am enormous. It is so hard to... I'm hot and I'm dense.
Eroding.
Slowly eroding. You, it might seem like a long time, but to boulders, it is but a blink of a boulder. Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Stop it. Take it. Oh, okay. All right. So you're free now, are you? Just going to walk off. It's oozy.
Of course it's oozy. I just had to cut it off.
Okay, well, can you at least come back down here later when you've regrown your arm back?
You selfish, bigoted, sand dust.
Hey, whoa. What did you just say?
Piece of pebble.
Do you know how I feel when you call me a pebble? You've got another arm, but when I'm a pebble, I will always be a pebble.
You're just gravel to
me. I've had to watch my parents. What did you say?
I said you're nothing but gravel to me.
Oh, I thought it was the worst it could get when it was at pebbles, but all right, okay.
No, I've gone smaller.
All right, what will I be next? Sand?
You know what
sand,
your problem is?
I suppose.
You know what your problem is? You're freaking obsessed with size and the particulate nature of yourself, okay? At the end of the day, everybody becomes sand, all right? Get over it. I'm going to be sand. You're going to be sand. That arm is going to be sand. And there's nothing we can do about it except change.
You're sand.
Will be. And at least I can face it. I've got to go.
Tell the others about me. Tell them to remember me as I was.
Yeah, the talking rock. I'll get them. All right, Phil. I'm going to sing some film soundtracks to you now, and you just quickly reel them off as quick as you can, okay?
Oh, my God.
Dun, 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 dun,
Harry Potter.
Dun, dun. Okay. Dun, 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 dun,
Lord of the Rings.
Okay, very good. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Give me a hint.
Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
Oh, the Godfather.
Yeah. Batman.
Batman.
I'll give you another.
What? 1 second. No, I'll get it. I'll get it. Could you be a Batman?
Am I a billionaire?
No.
No?
No. You're Batman.
Were my parents murdered in a mugging gone wrong?
Your parents left you, but you're in a universe where you decide you are also terrified of bats, and you have all the same, because it was all you were fed growing up. You were brought up in a family that was very middle class, but can you be Batman?
Right.
In given those circumstances,
a lot of
you have to be thrifty Batman.
We better order 100,000 of these, sir, just to avoid suspicions.
Well, we can't, Alfred. I don't have that kind of...
For God's sake, Alfred, I can barely afford you.
Yes, Master Wayne. My wages might be high. But you know something, Master Wayne.
Don't cry again. Do not cry again, Alfred.
Your parents, they lived in this house.
I wish I could afford...
I've served under a Wayne.
This is why I get you so cheap.
For 75 years. You just remember, there are people who care about you, Master Wayne.
Yes, yes, I know. I'm very cared for. I'm very lucky. Although, my parents did leave to buy cigarettes 15 years ago.
Master Wayne, they were not just going for cigarettes.
What did they?
They were going to get you more bats.
To eat.
You like bats.
I don't like bats. I told you.
You don't like bats, Master Wayne.
I have a very complicated relationship with bats.
You like bats, and I've been feeding them to you.
Stop it.
For 30 years.
Alfred.
I feel like a fool. Master Wayne.
You have no idea how difficult it is being a Batman with this much capital.
I can't imagine, Master
And you know
Wayne.
What? My stocks aren't doing well.
They're not.
COVID has not been kind to the Batman industry.
You should get Master Wayne, Lucius Fox, to look over your...
Lucius Fox left for Facebook 4 years ago.
That's right. Master Wayne.
Yeah, I can't. How am I meant to get him? Have you got a secret store of gold that I don't know about, Alfred?
Yes, Master Wayne.
Every
bat that we feed you, we get some gold. It's part of...
What do you mean?
A research project.
Who's giving you the gold?
UCH.
They do?
UCH is a university hospital.
Right.
They're running...
A hospital is feeding me gold.
No, the hospital is feeding you bats, Master Wayne. And for every bat that we feed you, Master Wayne, you get...
Which
one
department
bullion.
Is doing this?
London School of Tropical Medicine.
Is this why I keep having to go to these appointments every few months to be weighed? And they keep putting cameras down my throat.
It's
and
the
they keep asking me what I do
Wayne.
For a job. And it's really, really... I have no idea what to say. Because
don't say
I can't tell
Batman.
Them. I can't say I'm a Batman.
You've
We've discussed
don't
this.
Say.
And you've given me no alternatives. Next time it might sneak out. Next time I'm getting an endoscopy. And they're asking me about how many meals a day I'm having at the moment.
Four, Master Wayne.
I know how many meals
I'm keeping track for you, Master Wayne. I know you pay me a lot. And I want to do that for you.
Is this why you're taking my blood every day?
It's one of the reasons, Master
Wayne. I'm very weak. I need all the blood I can get to be a Batman. And you're sending it off to have for tests to see how the human body reacts to a middle-class lifestyle plus bats.
But we do have the gold.
Could I see it? Could I have some?
I'm afraid, Master Wayne.
I've been throwing
the gold away.
What do you mean you've been throwing it away? My Fiat 500 is embarrassing as a... They didn't even have it in black.
Yes, there's a huge dent in it as well from the last bar of gold I threw away. I threw the bar of gold at the Fiat 500, Master Wayne.
Why?
Because some men just...
Don't say it.
...the world.
No, I won't hear it.
Rain gold.
Okay, you changed it. I appreciate that very much. But
we're
going to need to get you some new phrases and... Everything you say has to be so epic. I just want to talk sometimes about how it's tough. It's tough to be out there. I'm a self-made Batman. I have to pull myself up by my bat shoes. I've got to shape each of these rangs by myself. I have to sneak into the local school's technology department every night to make myself dangerous contraptions. I don't have the best medical care in the world either. I'd say I've got 6 more months of Batmaning in me. I can't afford expensive surgeries for my knees. You know how bad my knees are.
Perhaps.
But I've been
Master
fed bats
Wayne.
My whole life. I've got a lot of nutritional deficiencies.
Perhaps, Master Wayne, you should be thinking about throwing in the towel, passing on the beacon to the next saviour of Gotham City.
Would I be able to stop eating bats?
I'm afraid the contract is for rather a lot longer.
I don't remember
Master
signing
Wayne.
This contract. When did I sign this contract?
I signed it for you, Master Wayne.
Oh.
As your legal guardian. I asked.
That is your right. That is your right. Fine. I mean, I am 37.
I asked you at your 18th birthday if you wanted to sign a different one, and you said Alfred, I'm too drunk right now to take this in. And I said, all right, though it was a heavy burden for me to see you eat more bats for another 19 years.
Have you been watching the Olympics?
I watched about 4 minutes of hockey. It was on the other day at someone's house I was at.
I would quite like to see walking to the shops as an Olympic sport.
Okay, what are the rules?
Got to walk to the shops, and you've got to do it in a way that when people walk past you, you make the right amount of eye contact that's friendly, but not creepy.
Where are you walking to the shops? Because, you know, is it London or countryside? No,
you have it on the track in the Olympic Park. Okay. There are people, but they put up a long distance at the end of the 100 metres, and you have to walk 100 metres, and there are people constantly kind of walking the other way, like a trickle of them.
What are the...
And you have to navigate obstacles. There's like a cute dog and an owner. Do you pet the cute dog and talk to the owner about the dog, or are you too focused on the shops?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, but and the people that are coming past and the dogs,
yeah,
are they all of a certain like culture? Because you mentioned that you have to moderate your eye contact to just the right amount so it's not creepy, but it's friendly.
Let's say that you
lots of different things in different places.
It's averaged out from the whole of England, the whole of the UK.
What did the Olympics Committee think of that?
This is an exclusively UK sport,
so we'll be the only ones competing.
Yeah, the people walking towards you will be your average Brit.
Average across the whole of the UK.
Yeah.
So on the whole, probably quite friendly. London's pretty diluted.
There'll be some friendly and some not friendly.
And I have to be able to discern if you make too much eye contact. I have to be able to tell who's who. Okay.
And you'll be scored based on how long it takes for you to get to the shop. Your rating, people will give you ratings. Mm. Each person walking past you is basically a judge. You will be deducted points if you are chased by a scary dog. And or if you get into a conversation with someone that lasts far too long so that the shops close.
Oh, it closes.
Yeah, it will close.
Okay, I've got a plan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hello. Oh, good day. So sorry. Left my baby at the laundress. Lovely dress. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to... Oh, what a gorgeous dog. I'm so friendly that I wouldn't mind stopping and just for a second not to get my baby. But you know what? I'm
this
overcome with love for my baby.
This
I'm
is
off
incredible.
To get my baby. Baby, baby,
We've
baby.
Never seen these tactics before. Not since...
And I'm in the Londis!
Not since the Frosby flop was introduced has the Olympics seen such a change in tactics in an event. Schumann has truly set the bar for walking to the shops whilst being friendly but not creepy. This is a fine day for walking to the shops everywhere. And I'm just getting news in from the head of the Olympic Committee that the Olympics will now be ending forever. Because nothing could ever top the performance of Schumann on his walk to the shops. I bid you good day and good night. Okay, that'll do for today.
Yeah, I've had enough.
Thanks for listening to episode 10. First two-digit number, Adam.
Yeah, famously. Episode 10. I'm very happy with that. Thank you very much for joining us on this momentous occasion.
Yeah, we'll see you at episode 20. Well, we won't.
We'll see you before that.
We'll see you before that.
And as ever, you can help Cold Plates Comedy and support us by following us on Spotify. And it would be great if you can go to Apple Podcasts and give us a rating. Follow us on the Instagram and the Twitter and rate us. And go on coldplatescomedy.com for a link to sketches. And subscribe to the newsletter. We've sent out a newsletter now.
Yeah, we sent out a newsletter last week.
And it was funny. You should all read it.
Oh, tell me why you won't follow on Spotify. Oh, tell me why.
Tell me why.
You won't rate us 5 out of 5 on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next week. Have a great one.
Look after your liver.
And if you see your receptionist, ask to see their gun.
They have to show you by law.
Yep.